Somebody told me he's getting 20 some odd there.
Well, he's still on our payroll. Mortgage had asked us. We keep him on our payroll for just another couple of days or so to get him located.
Where is he? Is he here?
I haven't seen him. I guess it's over here.
Did Moyers call and ask?
That's what McGuire told me.
Yes?
Mr. McGuire, 90.
Hey! Damned if you're not a big shot.
Oh, goodness, sir. What happened?
Well, you just, thank God, won an election's all.
Incidentally, wasn't that a whale of a night?
Well, I tell you, you did an awful good job.
Oh.
I'm proud of you.
No, look, sir. Gee, it was tremendous.
I just got back last night. And I
know.
I just,
how you feeling?
Pretty good. I feel good. I just wanted to say hi to you and thank you.
Well,
and I want to talk to you someday when you get a chance.
I would anxious to do it, sir. Sooner the better, whenever
you're I'm going
to
be here. I'm going to be here through Thursday, and you want to come any day, you tell Jack Belindy. But if you're coming over here to tell me that you want to go to something else, well, you better not come, because I'll put the FBI right after you in a minute. I can't run this government without you.
Well, you're very nice.
No, sir. You're more comfort than anybody I had except Walter, and he's walked out on me, so I got to keep you.
You just
figure out what you got to do and what you want us to do, and we'll do it. But
well,
I can't have you leaving me now.
Right.
Have you got all your reports in?
The financial reports,
yeah, to the
we're
Congress.
Pulling them together. They're not due, sir. We've kept up to date. They're
you've
not
got good lawyers and everything working on it,
they're
ensuring that we're not going to get in any troubles.
No problems whatsoever, sir.
I got a report from the FBI said you won't cooperate with them.
With the FBI?
Yeah.
I tell you that right to the penny.
They can't, they won't know if we got this $25,000, and you can tell them we didn't, can't you?
I did, I told them that.
And
what they wanted to do, sir, was to start to knock around in our records, which I felt was none of their business.
Yeah. All right,
but, no, matter of fact, when I did that, sir, I talked with Walter about it at the time.
What you better do, I'd guess, is talk to your lawyer, Abe Porters, and my judgment is about the best way to do that is to tell them that they... You'd be glad to talk to them, but you can't talk to them about your records unless your lawyer's present. They've got a real rule that they will not interview anybody with his lawyer present. So you're not in the place of secreting, and they're just in the place of turning you down instead of you turning them down. Now you might check that with your lawyer, and check it with Abe, because he's awful shrewd. Now the second thing is, we've had some help, going to have some more. But there are people that do not want to get listed.
We can arrange that.
And you've got to do that, and we've got to do it in degrees and so on and so forth. So I want to talk to you about that when you come.
Wonderful, sir.
And did we go in debt?
Yeah, sir. It's a detail. We'll dust it off before January's out. No problems at all, sir.
Now, what have you done the way to let these people go that have been drawing salaries all the way, like these advanced folks? And what have you... I know some of them now. We had Wilson McCarthy. He's up there 20-odd something.
Right. Well, we have held him, sir, and subject to Bill Moyers talk to me until whatever's worked out for Wilson. In effect, we've been cutting it down, sir, but we're doing it so that nobody's getting hurt. A lot of these people are going to work for Dale Miller at the inaugural committee. You know, these are good people.
Yeah.
So we are presently working with Cliff and so forth here, and John, and we're going to have a program for you. We're particularly interested, sir, give you an illustration in this, these 67 new congressmen.
Huh?
And we've got, we think, is going to be a real program in terms of getting every damn one of them reelected 2 years from now.
Well, that's good.
You know, this is what they need.
Let me know when you want them, and I'll meet with you and do anything I can. And you come over before I leave, and I'll have a pretty busy time between 9:30, so you get a hold of Jack, and I'll, you come in here and wait a little bit, and we'll get going. How's your health?
Never better, sir.
Yeah, you lose any weight?
I'm going to.
All right, by God, I'm starting myself. I was advising you, and it crept up on me. I got to lose a few pounds.
Well, I'll follow your example as always, sir.
All right, now, then remind me to talk to you about wherever we can get these folks that will can take care of some of our bills without checks.
Right.
They'll just have to get
checks. I can sort that out, sir. I've got a number of ideas.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Are you waiting? Waiting? Waiting.